Your call has...
Hello?
Oh, hi, Bruce. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Tina?
I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file, perhaps.
I haven't made any money, Tina, from the advertisement all the evening. I'm trying to get a job now to pay you guys. I haven't got any calls or anything, so I understand y'all got to be paid. I don't know what to do. I'm going to try a little bit, not hopefully. In a few weeks, I'll try to catch up. But just I was hoping this would work better. I'm so sorry. I want to do what I'm supposed to do, but I just don't. You going to say something?
No, I understand where you're coming from, so I can give you more time. That's not a problem. However, it also states that the credit card that we have on file is a closed account, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new one or something. It's a Visa ending in 1741.
I understand, but what I can do is bitch. I got to sit down and think about what I need to do because I need the advertising. I need it, but and ain't no need to be saying nothing because, I mean, I've tried to talk. And this is what happened when you ain't making no money because $100-something, I normally know. I'd be like, debit my card. But I'm not working, and I'm only working on Angie's List. I can't.
Okay.
I haven't got, and I ain't worked with them because, let me sit down because I really haven't thought about it. I know I had to pay y'all. I was hoping I could get a job finished or something and put some money in the bank and
sure.
Pay you. But, my main concern, wait a minute.
Yes.
My main concern is I'm not getting, even any calls, and it just has done so bad where I can't even make any money. You know, if it was done in Pensacola like I'd asked or Foley, you know, I ran many businesses and I've never failed at them. I've ran them. I got 32-year-old sons and stuff and doing business.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I never failed, but I never got anybody to listen to me at Splash, to be honest. And this is the end result.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, they listen, but they listen with a we're the specialist, and if I could have got where the money was, I could have paid. These people are not. Look on my website. Ain't nobody really responding to that mess. They're not hauling. There's no hits. I mean, we got thousands of people in Babynet, but this is not a good location. I talked about Pensacola. I talked about Foley. When I do work, that's where I work at now.
Okay. So I don't know if anybody explained this to you or not, but I can. When we optimize a business to show on the first page of Google, it is tied into the business address, which is, in your case, in Minette. Okay? That doesn't mean you'd only be found in Minette, but that's where...
What should have been said, and I apologize for cutting across you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, and let me see how I can say it. I don't know how to say it because I don't want to be offensive because the point is y'all want to get paid and I want to keep advertising.
Of course.
But bull is bull, and that's what that is, a bunch of bull crap. I told the people at Splash when I first got started, Babynet would be my secondary to none, and that's the opposite of what they did. See, and that's the thing, if you're not being heard, I don't need a bunch of educated psychologists, huh? I need to be where I know I'm going to make money, and if we couldn't do that, you know what, I would appreciate it. I've had advertising people I've talked to that they already told me, hey, Bruce, good luck with that. Your address is where your business
is. You didn't let me finish, though. What I was trying to explain to you, is that when you signed up with us, you also had a bundle package with the Facebook ads. And with those Facebook ads, we can run them wherever you want without having an address. So, you know, you can absolutely be in, you know, Pensacola and Foley and all of the hot areas where you want to market. But at some point, you guys took that part off. And that's why the subscription now is $149 rather than $249. So that's the only thing I wanted to tell you is initially you kind of had the best of both worlds where, you know, you're dominating the internet presence locally as far as Google's concerned, but also we're running those ads. In the time that you did have the Facebook ads, there were 197 clicks to your site through those. So it looks like you might have gotten some solid work out of it, and maybe your business dipped down after we took those ads off. But on Google, it is. Yeah, the Facebook, you still have it. I mean, obviously, it's, you're going to always have it. It belongs to your business. But it will, we're not running ads on it anymore. So before you were paying us $249 a month and we would take that extra $100 and we would send it to Facebook to run those ads for you. And we're targeting all of those areas that you were telling us were important to you, right?
Ma'am, let me save you some time. Ma'am.
Yes.
I've been running a business 39 years, ma'am. I've been successful. I'm failing. And you know why I'm failing? Because my team. Listen and learn something. I don't care who he is. I got grown grandkids now that having children. I've been running a business, and when I won't, my family was running a business. Look, Facebook didn't do nothing for me. A whole year I was on Facebook, I didn't get one job. Now, I don't know how you do, but you look at your investment like this. If it's not paying off, it doesn't even have to pay off. If you know you, say you make 17 solid connections, and connections with me would be this. Bruce, I'm really interested about this. And long story short, I just want to wait and talk with my wife. And they call me back 6 months and they give me a job. But
Fear
of being on Splash and being on Facebook, I sold some jobs with what y'all did on the other. You can look up there and see the ratings for some of the customers if you line it up.
Right.
I sold 90% of what came through the advertiser. But that did nothing come through Facebook. I had a lot of people saying up there, it looks good, it looks good. Oh, I like. A like won't pay bills. A like don't take care of this baby next to me crying that wants something. Or my wife or pay mortgage. And see, I'm paying for the bill right now. I can't pay because a like on Facebook don't pay a bill. I don't mind being liked, but I want something, and I'm only dealing with the rubber meet the road. And I look at it. I told one guy, show me the money. If I ain't getting no money, if I ain't getting no work, I'm right back where I started, and I ain't got work. My last job I did was a Family Dollar. That came, I think he looked me up on Google down here that where y'all got. And that was, what, 3 months ago? So how have I made it since then? And I don't like to talk like this, but this is the honest to me now. To me, I have to go back and say, I got to pay my mortgage just a month behind. And then I get one call that's only $150. At 3 months ago, well, how long ago was that? We got that job, Family Dollar Jazz. About 3 months ago, that was the last call.
Okay.
So this advertisement. And I don't care who looking at it. If they want to ask questions, I'm here. Now, you look up there, you see some ratings. Them ratings came from Angie's List. I took Angie's List rating because I believed in y'all so much, I didn't even put it on Angie's. I got 82 ratings or 90 or 80 ratings on Angie's List. I put it on Google because I trusted the people at Splash. They said, hey, look, watch this. You don't have enough good ratings. So if you look up there, I got a good old boy rating. He has 100,000 followers. That came from Angie's. I wasn't even working hardly until I got back with them. So why are we doing all this stuff? I'm trying to keep from starving to death. And I don't like to talk like this because I've prospered before. And people that talk right. like this, I ain't got gas to get to work and stuff, that's poverty. But the truth is we first got to have the ground for working right. If I can't
right.
make it paying my bills or at least getting one or two calls a month, and every call is not a job.
You oh, yeah, I recognize
ratings.
That.
You look at them
I
ratings.
Understand.
And mm-hmm. the way you do it away from me, because I sound like I'm crazy. Get my ratings. What is the public saying? Because on the business side, I'm going to turn that house out and do a damn good job if I get the job. But I still know from building in Birmingham, building in Atlanta when I had a business, building in Richmond, Virginia when I was in my early 20s, if you're not getting calls, you can't germinate money. And this is what happened. You can't pay bills because of it. Because if you try
right.
to pull from that, and you pull and ain't nothing there, you look stupid. Now I owe y'all, and I ain't got the money. So here's what I'll do. I'm going to sit down and think about it and think about what I need to do because I've stressed my concern about being, and I understand. Now, what I would have loved for Splash to have did, not tell me after it looked like I'm getting to be trouble flown, like this man crazy. From the beginning, I wasn't told what you just said, well, we can only do Baymanette.
Yep.
And I
yeah,
got to take my head off.
I think maybe it was explained to you in the past, but in a different way, because there were times that you put extra money into Google Ads, and the only reason to do that would be you can target wherever you like. You did that back in March. You spent an extra $350 on Google Ads, and then you did it a second time in April. You spent an extra $300 on Google Ads.
I did that because...
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to get some calls from Baymanette. I didn't do that because I wanted to reach another place. I was told I could. And this is where I take my hat off to Splash. If you pull
mm-hmm.
me up in Foley, they actually pulled it off.
Great.
See, I'm not
yeah.
coming but one way. I'm coming correct. If you look
oftentimes,
at it, you'll see.
Oftentimes it will do that. It will spider web out into those other areas, especially since you had done ads before in those areas and you've done Facebook in those areas before. So sometimes it will absolutely spider web out into those areas even without, you know, having an address there. But Bruce, I want to be transparent with you, you know, since you're wanting to think about this. In the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month. I think Jasmine called in and extended it to the 7th, so that's why your billing date is on the 7th. But in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel it. So there is a $149 past due balance on the account. The good news is, you know, after you think about it, if you decide that you do want to cancel, is that you're canceling it in time because come January 7th, that will reoccur.
Just go ahead on and cancel it today. Go ahead on and cancel it.
I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, Bruce.
Okay, well,
put
it in collections then.
So,
this didn't have to go like this because I've already told you guys.
That's between you
and
your
business,
but I want to.
Okay,
I want to give you an option, if I may.
Okay,
can I give you an option?
Because
I don't want you to go into collections and have. Yeah, there's a way to cancel the program and allow you to keep the website CoxHandymanServices.com, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So I'm absolutely not supposed to reduce the past due balance from $149 to $49.
Okay, well,
but in your case, I'll get an override and I'll do it if you think that will work. And you don't have to pay the $49 today, of course. You can still have some time on it. Just get it done, you know, before the end of the month because that way
I
can push
do
the
that.
Next billing.
I
yeah,
can do
okay,
that.
So let me adjust the billing for you then. So moving forward, you'll just be paying that $49. Now, when you say you can do that, can you do it right now or do you still need some time?
No, I need some time to do it because
okay,
I'm
no
not
problem.
Making money.
Absolutely. No problem. I get it. That's why I'm going to get an override and I'll do this for you. So I'm going to reduce that past due balance to 49 and then I'll touch base with you next week and see where you're at that time. You know, if you can pay it, great. If you need me to push it out again, right. I will. Okay.
And like I said, my problem, I have tried. It's just not what was said to me. Now, it may have changed.
I'm so sorry.
And look like what it did, and I do business every day. It changed as I got my attitude changed and my character changed, and I got a little stronger.
In other words,
if you like what you said to me, see, and this is straight up. If you had said, they had said to me, you just can do baby net, I would have said, never mind. You know why? Because I understand how to start, birth, and run a business. 90% of my service calls are in Pensacola. Success, that's a crash when you start. 90% of my calls are Pensacola, Foley. So it's out of here. This is a good place for farmers and backwoods people. And so it was a crash from the beginning. So that there, if it's being recorded, if we could pull up the initial call and sit there and listen and see, didn't I try to do it, I would flip because it's not going to be done because it's a bunch of wisdom. But the fact is when I do business, I do this. If I have a problem, let's go back to the original conversation when you first got on the phone before you bought this package. You want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You watch and see what I'm saying. Y'all got it in recording and you'll see that I tried to get them away from there, and they couldn't do it, away from Bay Manette to Foley, to Pensacola, and they couldn't do it. What I would appreciate it, to not waste my time, my effort, and my money to get to this point where I'm riled up, because I've been doing business. I don't get riled up. But I'm riled up because I've not been heard. And that's like if I'm working for a boss and I do that, they get upset. Bruce, I told you. I didn't want no primer up here. I needed to sand this first. Even my bosses will do that if I come in and don't.
Yeah, they would get mad so I don't know what happened or why that wasn't explained, but I definitely believe you, Bruce. I know you wouldn't tell me something like that if it weren't true.
It's recorded.
So what I'm going to do is I will even give you a better price for the website hosting. Typically, you have to have 100 locations to get the corporate rate on it, but I'm going to adjust your pricing and get an override to just $29 a month. And that way, you know, it'll compensate you for everything, you know, you feeling not heard, you know, I'm going to do that for you. No problem. And just so you know, there's a little orange banner at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just supposed to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So once, you know, the $29 is doable for you, that orange banner will come off within one business day. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, when I call back in,
I really appreciate you. You have no idea.
Because, I'm not, this is what I do if we have a problem on my job. With boss. Instead of what's going with hearsay, I said, hold on, sir. Hold on, ma'am.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We might even need to take a break and take and go get some coffee or whatever. I said, okay, I got the contract out now.
Right.
And the contract will be the verbal, the verbal what I've tried to get them to do in the start. Now, you done talked to me. You done changed the price. I'm with you. I'm not tripping. I understand. This is good that you're doing it. That's what you call good business, ma'am. You're trying to redeem something. You're trying to make sure he doesn't go away mad. My mama did that selling vegetables.
That's what I'm trying to do, exactly.
Okay, we was raised in business, really, truly, and we wouldn't let our customers go away unhappy if we could. If we can't, sometimes we just can't. And I appreciate that.
Yep.
I just wish, see, and teamwork is dream work.
Right.
And if I'm doing a house with a customer, it's not my house, and I tell them very quick, nice, it's not yours anymore. We're going to make this a vision that you have, but we're going to do it together.
Right.
Don't let them come up and tell me I'm the expert. I said, no, I'm the expert of putting what your vision is together. And if they don't have one, I'll try to get with them, and we'll play with color ideals, and I'll send them to, you know, the whole 9 yards to remodeling the house. But
right,
I believe that
exactly.
Glass is a big boy. Angie's had got like that about 10 years ago when they bought a home advisor. And you couldn't tell
right.
them nothing. Now they're
right.
starting to change a little bit. So I think that if you go back and the bosses, I'm saying this for the recording, go back and listen to the 7 calls in the beginning before we got started. I talked about I didn't want Bay. If we could get rid of Bay Manette, I would prefer to do that, and I just wanted Foley and Pensacola. If they had told
yeah.
me that straight up, I'd have figured out another way. Or I'd even got an address in that area. And we still could have got the same thing done with me holding Splash. So now y'all are rich. Y'all going to make money. But it's better to keep the customer
right.
and say, okay, Bruce, this is what I can do. Get your address. But one of the advertising people told me this, that outside of you guys, got to get your address in this area. Pick
mm-hmm.
the one you want
exactly
and get,
right.
get in that area. And
that's
these
right.
are people that was behind you guys that I talked to. But that ain't what
yeah.
was said there. And I guarantee you pull it up. But anyway, thank you. $29.
Yep. I already adjusted that for you. I got an override from my director.
Is that
yeah,
a month?
So,
is that a month?
Yeah. It's just $29 a month moving forward. And then you'll have your fully functional website no matter what. You'll be able to keep that. Okay.
That's what I want. I will get that. If I can get that as soon as I can, it may be today, but as soon as I can, I'll get that paid. Thanks. Have a great
you
day.
You got it. Okay. I will. You too, Bruce. Nice talking to you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.